McCallum Marathon honoring Scott Crane starts Saturday, January 17. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas, city officials and marathon organizers announced details of the 13th annual McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run during a press conference, presenting the event as both a major regional race and a lasting tribute to former City Commissioner Scott Crane. The marathon, presented by HEB Helping Here, is scheduled to take place Saturday, January 17, 2026, and is expected to draw thousands of runners and spectators to McAllen. All races will start and finish at the McAllen Convention Center, located at 700 Convention Center Boulevard, with a start time of 7 a.m. Organizers described the marathon as the official launch of the city's annual activity calendar and a centerpiece of McAllen's efforts to promote health and wellness. Since its inaugural race in 2013, the event has grown from a local run into one of South Texas's most recognized running events, attracting participants from more than 17 states and 3 countries. The course is USATF certified and serves as an official Boston Marathon qualifier, a distinction organizers say continues to draw runners from across the region and beyond. Irma Chapa, the city's director of communications, opened the press conference by saying, "The McAllen Marathon is also deeply personal for our city and for our employees," Chapa said. "It proudly carries the name of Scott Crane, a beloved 3-year-term city commissioner and local business owner who believes strongly in improving the quality of life for our residents." She said Crane was a champion for parks, trails, and community fitness, and that his passion for running helped shape the marathon into what it has become. Crane's legacy is further marked by the circumstances of his death. An avid runner, Crane was 50 years old when he complained of feeling unwell during a race and did not finish. He returned home, later collapsed, and was rushed to the hospital at 11 a.m., where he was pronounced dead at 12:55 p.m. His death shocked city leaders and marathon organizers, who believed he was in excellent health. City manager Isaac Tawil said the marathon was designed to be inclusive, with race options available for runners and walkers of all abilities. Distances include a full marathon, a half marathon, a relay marathon, a 10K, a 5K, and the kids' final mile. The McAllen Marathon supports and encourages people of all ages and abilities to get outside, be active, and adopt a healthy lifestyle, Tawil said. He also encouraged residents to attend as spectators, adding, "It is one of the most fun things you can do on a morning, and it really helps the runners in a true test of endurance." Judge Randy Crane, Scott Crane's brother, spoke about the origins and mission of the event, noting that the marathon began as his brother's vision for a marquee wellness event for the city. "This started 13 years ago," he said, adding that the marathon was renamed in Scott Crane's honor in 2015 following his death. He credited strong community support for the expansion of the event and emphasized its focus on long-term wellness. "This is all about wellness in the community," Judge Crane said. Registration for the marathon remains open through January 16, 2026, at McAllenMarathon.com. Registration fees range from $35 for the 5K to $120 for the full marathon, with the 10K race already sold out. All registered participants will receive a race shirt, finisher medal, and swag bag. Race weekend activities begin Friday, January 16, with the McAllen Marathon Health and Wellness Expo from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McAllen Convention Center Exhibit Hall, where runners can pick up packets and visit health and fitness vendors. Following the race on Saturday, runners and spectators are invited to the Extra Mile post-race celebration at Oval Park, featuring food, wellness vendors, and family-friendly activities. Speakers throughout the press conference returned to the theme of legacy, describing the marathon as both a celebration of growth and a remembrance of Scott Crane's dedication to public service and healthy living.